the fifth Wednesday in ordinary time. Today's Gospel is from St. Mark. Jesus then called the people to him again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and try to understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can make that person unclean. It is what comes out from within that makes unclean. Let everyone who has ears listen." When Jesus got home and was away from the crowd, his disciples asked him about this saying, and he replied, "So even you are dull. Do you not see that whatever comes from outside cannot make a person unclean, since it enters not the heart but the stomach and is finally passed out?" Thus Jesus declared that all foods are clean. And he went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles, for evil designs come out of the heart, theft, murder, adultery, jealousy, greed, maliciousness, deceit, indecency, slander, pride, and folly. All these evil things come from within and make a person unclean." The commentary today is from Father Ramon Clavería Albiello, from Embún in Huesca in Spain. Today Jesus teaches us that God made everything good, but our intentions, which are not always right, may contaminate what we do. This is why Jesus Christ says, "Nothing that enters one from outside can make that person unclean. It is what comes out from within that makes unclean." The experience of the offense against God is very real, and we Christians can easily discover the evil's deep mark in a sin-enslaved world. The mission Jesus charges us with is to clean, with the help of his grace, all this contamination men's bad intentions have spread all over the world. The Lord wants all our activities to be carried out well. He expects us to show in them intensity, method, science, know-how, eagerness for perfection, not looking for anything else, but reinstating God's plan for creation. For God made everything for man's benefit. As St. José María said, "Purity of intention, you will always have it if in everything you do, you only look forward to pleasing God." Only our will can spoil the divine plan, and we must watch that this is not so. Quite often, we let in vanity, pride, despondency for lack of faith, impatience when our aims are not attained. This is why St. Gregory the Great warned us, "Be not seduced by any flattering prosperity, for only the foolish traveler stops along the way to admire the beautiful landscape, while forgetting where he is heading for." It will therefore be convenient to pay attention to how we offer our deeds to God, to always be aware of his presence, and to frequently consider our divine filiation. Thus, all our days, through work and prayer, we will be fortified and begin in our Lord, and whatever we start in his name will reach its desired ending. For we can make great things if we realize that each one of our human actions is a co-redeemer when joined to the deeds and actions of Christ.